two witnesses have been called for today's impeachment hearings against President Trump. The first, Fiona Hill, who until earlier this year was the top Russia policy specialist on the National Security Council, and we'll be hearing about her this morning. Let's focus for the moment on the only other witness on tap today. He's a career diplomat serving in the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. His name is David Holmes. He's testified in private to what he described as an extraordinary conversation between President Trump and the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. And for more on Holmes and his testimony, we're joined by NPR's Brakten Booker. Hi, Brakten.
Hey, David.
So what was it about this call that made David Holmes tell lawmakers that he, quote, had never seen anything like this?
Well, David Holmes is a career Foreign Service officer who testified behind closed doors last week, and his transcripts were made available on Monday. He said in that deposition that the call is something he remembers, quote, vividly. He says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland and two other U.S. officials were at a Ukrainian restaurant on July 26. He said Sondland calls Trump to update him on meetings the group had with Ukrainian officials. And what struck Holmes as, quote, so remarkable is that, one, Sondland places the call on an unsecure phone line in the middle of a Ukrainian restaurant, and two, Holmes says he can overhear Trump and Sondland openly discussing, quote, investigations.
Be it safe to say no one knows who might be listening into a phone call
exactly.
At a restaurant unsecured in Kiev. Okay, so what does David Holmes say the president and Ambassador Sondland actually discussed when it comes to these investigations?
So according to the transcript, Holmes says Sondland told the president, quote, he's going to do it. And Holmes says after the phone call ended, he asked Sondland about the president's concerns about Ukraine. And Holmes says Sondland said that Trump only cares about, quote, the big stuff that benefits the president, quote, like the Biden investigation. Now, in his testimony yesterday before lawmakers, Sondland said he never mentioned the Bidens in this conversation with Holmes.
Okay, we actually have tape of this. This is EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in this exchange with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff yesterday.
And you have no reason to doubt Mr. Holmes' recounting of your conversation with the president?
The only part of Mr. Holmes' recounting that I take exception with is I do not recall mentioning the Bidens. That did not enter my mind. It was Burisma in 2016 elections.
You have no reason to believe that Mr. Holmes would make that up if that's what he recalls you saying. You have no reason to question that, do you?
I don't recall saying Biden. I never recall saying Biden.
So, David, look for this testimony with David Holmes to look like a real he said dynamic. Hmm.
Well, something else that came up a lot yesterday and also in Holmes' closed-door testimony was the American rapper A$AP Rocky, who was jailed in Sweden. How does that figure into all this?
You can't make this stuff up, right? Like, A$AP Rocky makes a cameo in an impeachment hearing and gets name-checked by the witness that is testifying in Gordon Sondland, the EU ambassador.
Yeah.
Now, A$AP Rocky was the subject of this phone call between Trump and Sondland, according to Sondland's recollection. He says at the time of the phone call, the rapper was having real legal trouble in Sweden. He was arrested on assault charges. And while much of the focus of this phone call had to do with the investigations, Sondland testified that actually the majority of this phone call was about Trump's interest in how to strategize around the interest in the rapper's arrest.
Huh. Okay, well, we focus on what to expect from David Holmes' testimony today. You've been talking to people just about, like, him, his career. What do people say about him?
Honestly, I couldn't find anybody to say a negative thing about David Holmes. He is someone who has been described as principled, as ethical, and in his mid-40s, he's still considered a rising star in the Foreign Service. He served in Kosovo and Afghanistan and Russia. And I think it's important to note that in 2014, he won the Constructive Dissent Award given to mid-level career officers for voicing concern on U.S. policy. Just want to note this happened in the Obama administration. And people who know him are worried that, you know, he may end up being his career may be derailed because of his spotlight in the impeachment hearings.
NPR's Brakten Booker. Brakten, thanks.